Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Eagles in Flight. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree with Prophet Lee Dupree. We welcome you all to the Eagles in Flight Hour, where we're going to receive the word of the Lord tonight. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for your presence. If you allow us to come together once again on one accord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your loving kindness, which is better than life. Thank you for a new life, Lord God. And inspiration that you're about to give to our hearts tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord God, have your way, Lord, as we trust and lean and depend on you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for your precious blood that covers us, Lord, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet. And we thank you right now that there's none like you, Lord God. There's none like you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for your hand being upon us as well in Jesus' name, Lord God. Display your presence and your power. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for even your words that touches our hearts tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for helping us and even to inspire us, Lord God, to be a light on top of a hill which cannot be hid. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, thank you as we trust you, lean and depend on you right now. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase, that I decrease now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we thank God for each and every one of you. Tonight, we want to do something a little bit different. I want to ask you, turn with me to Proverbs chapter 10. The Lord wanted me to, is leading me to do something a little different than we usually do, amen. But it's still going to be a blessing. I really believe it's going to be a blessing to you, amen, as you receive it. Glory to God. Amen. He said for me to inspire your heart tonight, just to be inspired and understand. And, you know, sometimes we go through a whole week of just getting beat up from this thing going that way, that ups and downs, down and ups. And sometimes you just need some time just to be inspired, just to continue to breathe and just go on and become who God has called you to be. So as we look at Proverbs chapter 10, we're going to start at verse 11. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers covers all sins. In the lips of him that have understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of them of him that is void of understanding. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. I want to talk to you from an inspirational heart tonight. Amen. There's no particular order that I'm going to go in, but I'm just going to flow as the Spirit of the Lord leads me to flow. Amen. So this is going to be a little different. Amen. So first of all, verse 11 says, the mouth of the righteous man is a well of life. Amen. God has made you to be successful. He never made you to fail. He never made you to be a nobody. He's made you always to be somebody. He's made you with a purpose. He made you with a plan. You were never made just for no reason, but there was always a divine plan in God's mind and heart before you, amen, about your life. As we understand, the mouth of a righteous man is the well of life. So we're tapping into the well of life tonight, and we want to inspire you to lift up your head and lift up your head and be lifted up and know that God is truly God tonight, that he made you with a purpose and a plan. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 1 and 5 says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. See, before you were ever made into a body, your spirit ever came down to be in a body, came down, God knew who you were. God already had this planned out. You were alive in the mind of God. You were already a person with purpose. God already had a destiny for you. Amen. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. See, God sanctified, God set you apart. God always made you to be who you are. This is why you should never compare yourself to another, because that is unwise. Amen. Because we understand how, even as in 1 Corinthians, amen, chapter 10, I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, here's the word of the Lord is telling us about not comparing ourselves to another. He said, for we do not make ourselves, verse 12, Second Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. We dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measure themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. This is why it's foolish for us to compare ourselves to anyone else. God made you uniquely who you are to be exactly who you are. God didn't make you to be a carbon copy of anyone, but he made you to be an authentic original. God never made a mistake. God knew he had a plan for your life. Amen. As we see in Jeremiah 29:11 says plainly, amen. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, but to give you an expected end. God already have a plan for your life. He already have an expected end. So glory to God that he already has the thing laid out. He wrote the beginning. He wrote the ending. In the end and in the beginning. So he already knew your life planned out. He already knew you're going to be someone. He already knew he has a purpose. There's a plan for your life. Amen. As you tap into your relationship with God, as you time to get to know him more and more on a daily basis, you will find out more of the purpose and plan of God will begin to evolve from out of your life, begin to manifest itself, begin to come alive, begin to come out, come forth in Jesus' name. So as we continue to see here, he's telling us that the thoughts that he thinks towards you, they are thoughts of peace. See, God is not a hitman. He's not out to get you. God is already for you. Amen. Not of evil, but to give you an expected end. God already has plans for you. See, he can't put you in that much to put you in his plans and to make plans for you. Amen. So you got to understand and know that you are special in the sight of God. Never let anyone, I can hear some people saying, you'll never be somebody, you'll never be nobody, and this and that, you'll never do this, never do that. Just, I don't care what other people have done in their years on this earth. What God has planned for you to do is for you. I don't care if you have a twin brother, twin sister. It doesn't matter. What God has planned for you is going to be for you. Don't compare yourself, your destiny, to another person's, because this is where you cheat the hand. You cheat God, because God's plan for you is God's plan for you. When you compare yourself, you're undercutting the plan that God has for your life. You're saying, well, Lord, I don't want what you have for me, but I want what you got for him. That's not what God's heart. That's not God's heart for you. Amen. So follow the principle. Follow his heart. Don't let anyone or anything cause you to begin to look at life, look at yourself. Let's start there. Look at yourself less than who God has called you to be. Understand that Psalm 139, verse 14 says, I'm going to praise God. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. See, because God made you fearfully and wonderfully, this is a reason for you to praise God. God made you unique to be who you are on purpose. It wasn't by accident. Oops, that'll work. No, it was by, because he knew when he made you from his heart, from the purpose and plan that he has in your life. Marvelous are thy works that my soul knoweth right well. So God knows exactly who you are. For anyone who would like to call and ask for prayer, a question, the number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. So understand, God's plan for your life is truly his plan for your life. He is not changing. He is not compromising it. He would not change his mind about you. God always made you or had you in his mind to success, to be successful, to succeed in the things that he's called you to do. Amen. He made you to win. He never made you to lose. He made you to have good success, not fail. Amen. So we understand that even in Psalms 119, verse 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to thy word. See, God's word is going to be the thing that's going to keep you clean. It's going to keep your heart pure. It's going to keep you focused on the purpose and plan that God has for you. So keep you in alignment to his will for your life. He said, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. See, God wants your whole heart. He don't want a half-hearted commitment. He wants a wholehearted commitment so he can give you his best. Well, he's already given you his best, so he can continue to give you his best. He wants a wholehearted commitment. Amen. As you continue to commit your heart to the Lord, you allow him to lead you and guide you the way he would have you to go. There's opportunities and doors to be opened up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So as we can see here, in verse 11 says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. See, amen, as you continue to give the Lord your whole heart and hold not his word from your heart, as you begin to read, eat his word and receive his word and receive what his thoughts are towards you, he will cause you to see yourself in a way that you need to see yourself. Let's deal with that looking at yourself situation, because sometimes we look at others and we compare ourselves, and it's very unfair to what God wants to do in your life. But we got to remember, God made you to be successful. He never made you to fall apart or never be no one. He always made you with a purpose and plan once again, and he has made you to be able to be successful. Amen. We were reminded of the children of Israel, amen, when Moses sent up the spies into the camp, amen, they came back with the reports, amen, the bad reports, and then they had two year forth a good report. Amen. And sometimes we have to look at those people who we surround ourselves by, because some of those people don't want to believe God, or don't want to believe what God wants to do, but they want to stop you from believing too. Amen. That's why we have to be careful in this time of hour. Be careful who we allow to be in our company, those who we allow to be in our face. Amen. Because they will begin to speak in our heart or be an example that they probably don't need to be in our lives. Amen. So be careful, be mindful of who's connected to you or who's connecting to you as well. Not everyone needs to be close to you in that way. Amen. Because sometimes the enemy can send certain people with the wrong intentions towards you. And if you're not careful, you can actually set up people in your lives to be a block for you. Amen. Or stop you. Amen. I remember what the children of Israel said. They said we were like grasshoppers in their own sight. In their sight, they were like grasshoppers to them. So this didn't come from the enemy, but this came from the enemy within them. I just want to encourage you tonight, don't let the enemy come and snuff you out from within. Be mindful of who's in you, what's in you, what spirit is in you, amen, who you listen to as well. If there's anything that's not of God in you, amen, let it go, release it, renounce it. Amen, if there's any unclean spirit, anything that could try to hinder you from going forward. Matter of fact, we can say it like this. If your mindset towards yourself is not right, if your mindset is towards yourself is off, you need to adjust that. See, we talk about attitude adjustment. See, we need to have an adjustment. We have to allow ourselves to get an attitude adjustment, a real one towards ourselves, not just towards other people. We can show other people some love, but then not love ourselves. We can care about others, but not care about ourselves. And this is why we have to take time out to work on what it is that God wants you to work on for yourself, because he wants you to see yourself the way he sees you. When he sees you, he sees good, he sees successful, he sees positive, he sees himself. But what do you see when you look at yourself in the mirror? Do you see anyone who has a hope? Do you see one that has a future or a plan? See, the way you see yourself is going to be very instrumental on how you treat yourself. See, if you understand you have a purpose and you have a plan, and there's a plan for your life, you will begin to look at yourself differently and understand that you are beautifully and wonderfully made by God. You're not an accident. Even though mama and dad did not probably plan for you to come along when they did, but guess what? He didn't make any mistake. He knew, amen, exactly what he wanted to do. Okay, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So as we continue to look, as we see here, Isaiah 26. Look at Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in the Lord. Amen. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting life. Amen. Let's read that again. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. See, God will keep you in perfect peace. He wants you to continue trusting him. He wants you to continue believing in him. He wants you to continue seeing yourself the way he sees you. Amen. As you continue to see yourself the way he sees you, you will understand and know that he made you the purpose and plan. There's a purpose for your life to be made, and there's lives that need to be touched by you. And you will understand that you're an asset to God. You're not a liability to God. And if we don't think right, we won't act right. If we won't act right, we won't do right. And if we won't do right, we just won't do his plan. Amen. So as we continue to go forth, understand that God has made you with purpose and a plan. There's a destiny for your life. Glory to God. Once again, the number to call in is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, amen. Press 1 to get in the queue box, amen. If you have any questions or prayer requests, we'll give you the opportunity to speak up, amen, speak forward. Glory to God. So we want to understand that God made you just like that, in that way. He made you to walk in success. He made you to walk in a place of peace. You were never made to be full of chaos. Where there's the absence of peace, there was going to be chaos. Amen. So he made you to walk in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Amen. Because he trusted in the Lord. See, we have to trust the Lord with all our heart. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lead not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Amen. Amen. So we understand we cannot, without trusting God, we cannot really walk in God. Amen. This is why you got to be encouraged and inspired in your walk with God, to get closer to him in these times and seasons in your life right now. It does not pay to not be close to the Lord. It does not pay to be off track with the Lord in your walk with God. You need to be close to God. Do not be wise, verse 7, do not be wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. See, we cannot have the mentality we got it ourselves, we can do it ourselves, because God wants you to understand, he wants you to lean and depend and trust in him. And when we try and do it ourselves, we find ourselves by ourselves, and we find ourselves in trouble, because now we're trying to go through our life on a limited mindset when we came from an unlimited God. See, God made you He made you from his unlimited mindset. So even, see, that's why sometimes when we do things, we actually limit ourselves or put a cap on ourselves. When God says, if you just can get past this place and just trust me, allow me to, I can do greater things than you. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Amen. You got to understand who is in you, who made you, whose child are you. Amen. You are the child of the Most High God. Amen. He's made you heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Amen. So we are brothers. Amen. The Lord. And this is why you have to really continue to trust and believe. Walk in his word. Walk in his presence. Amen. Stay connected to God. Don't allow the enemy to separate you from his love. Amen. The enemy's desire is to sit. He's designed to sift you as wheat. He designed to see you fail at life. No, it doesn't have to be. God don't want you to. Amen. You have to go forth and be successful. You have to be the one to be inspired. See, the enemy will come at you all kinds of ways, but it's up to you to have the heart mindset to win. God has equipped you. He's equipped you with everything pertaining to life and godliness. Amen. So if he's giving you everything pertaining to life and godliness, then that means he also gives you everything you need to win. Amen. And it's sometimes just the fact that we're allowing God, we just tap in to what God has placed inside of us and pull from that source of the power that's in us and go forth and win in by what we do. Say amen. If we continue to allow the enemy to persuade us and discourage us, we will not see the victory that God would have us to walk in. As we look at Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, it says, my son, attend to my words. Attend to my words, incline thy ear to my sayings. Come on, kids. He said, go pay attention. Listen to what I'm about to share with you. I'm about to give you some information, some good stuff, some words to live by. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. He said, don't let the words depart from your eyes. Keep the word between in front of your eyes. Keep stay in that place with God. Just stay focused. Stay focused. Sometimes we have to write the vision and make it plain and write it down. And so we need to be the one who runs with it, that read it. Amen. Because sometimes we depend on other people, but God is trying to get a message to us. Amen. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Verse 22, for they are life unto those that find them, in hell to all their flesh. Amen. Those words of life that he's speaking to you, he's giving to you, trust me, those are words of life. Those will bring health. It will cause you, this word will cause you to see yourself in a healthy way, begin to treat yourself in a healthy way. And sometimes our mindsets are not healthy towards ourselves. Amen. We might be good for someone else, but when it comes down to ourselves, we treat ourselves like a stepchild, but we give royalty to everyone else. Amen. So how can we treat everyone else so good and great and then shortchange ourselves? Something is wrong with that. Amen. Verse 23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You got to guard your heart in this time and season. Protect your heart. Guard your heart. Shield your heart. Don't let everyone get close to your heart. Amen. Someone who gets stabbed, you know, glory to God, in the heart, it didn't happen for someone way off, but it happened to someone close to your heart. Amen. That's the one who intends to stab that heart or injure your heart. Amen. So that's the reason why we must understand that the Lord wants us to stay close to him, be attentive to our words, watch what we say, watch what we do, and who we're connected to. Amen. Who you connect to in this hour can either make you or break you. Glory to God. Amen. So we continue to be inspired and encouraged because the Lord has many great plans for us. Amen. As we continue to trust in him, he's going to continue to direct our path. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go to Philippians chapter 4. Amen. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. See, he wants to bless us. He's looking for opportunity to bless us. But the fact of the matter, we have to be in position to be blessed. Amen. We got to stay in position with God. We have to stay connected in God and allow him to really minister to us and do what he needs to do. Amen. Be careful for nothing. Amen. Don't be worried. Amen. Don't be afraid. Just, you know, do what you have to do. Amen. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. See, we can do the prayer, and maybe even supplication, but when it comes down to thanksgiving, we fall short. We have to learn and tell the Lord thank you for what he has done. Tell the Lord thank you for who he is in our lives. Because without him connecting to our lives, we wouldn't be connected. Amen. And so we thank the Lord for his connection. Amen. He has connected us on purpose and by reason. His reason, that is. Amen. And so as we continue to see the hand of the Lord move on our behalf, it is awesome. And the peace of God, and the peace of God passes all understanding, should keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. See, amen. The peace of God, hallelujah, goes way beyond what we can understand or think. Amen. It goes way beyond that. And then even the heart, it keeps your heart and your mind. See, amen. Your heart can receive certain things, and then that's why certain things is best for your heart not to receive. Just allow the Lord to minister to your heart as he builds you up in the area, even trust. See, trust in the Lord. See, once again, we got to learn we have to trust. Amen. Amen. As we deal with that area of trust for a second, trusting, forgiveness, trusting and forgiveness. Amen. Let's deal with that for a second. Forgiveness. And before we get started with that, if there's anyone who would like to call in, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. But once again, when we come down to that, we got to understand, we got to learn how to trust God for who he is. We have to trust the fact that God has made plans to empower you, to enrich you, to do great things, and we have to understand that he always has our best interests in heart and mind. Glory to God. God loves you just that much. Matter of fact, your life was probably supposed to be ended a long time ago, quite a few times actually. But amen, but the Lord said not so. He brought you here for a reason. He's kept you for a reason. You are close to his mind and his heart for a reason. Glory to God. As you continue to see and follow through, glory to God, know that the Lord's plan for you is for success. Amen. Whatever God allow you to go through, don't worry. Just be inspired. Know there's a test working on your behalf. He's gonna show himself strong through your life. This is what you have to understand. God, the Lord is not playing. Amen. He's not playing. As he goes forth, he's going to do great and mighty things that he said he's going to do. Okay, and verse 8 says, finally, brother, whosoever shall, I mean, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, there be any praise, think on these things. Okay, amen. So, amen, as you think on these things, remember, your attitude will determine your attitude in life. We've heard that said for years, and I understand it even more so now. If I don't have a good attitude about life, life will not treat me good. If I don't have a good attitude about life, life will not treat me good. You know, amen, we got to reap what we sow. We got to be careful of what we're sowing. Hallelujah. Because if we're not careful to what we're sowing, we're setting ourselves up for a big fall. Amen. The number to call in is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box once again. Amen. So as we continue to see here, be careful for nothing, but in everything, our prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. You got to learn how to give thanks too. We cannot be ungrateful. And when we allow ourselves, when we go to the altar, when we go to that presence of God, being or wherever He is, He wants to be there. Amen. So we can gather in His presence. As we continue to go forth and do, the Lord's showing Himself strong for us on our behalf in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This is why we cannot be moved by the attempts of the enemy, trying to make us feel less than a person. Amen. You got to understand, know thyself, know thy worth. Amen. Take some time out for yourself. Amen. Tell yourself you love yourself in the mirror. Amen. And just spend some time. Amen. Allowing your mind to be set right with God. Amen. To not so much the right mindset, but also but to be aligned with the will of God in your life and for your life. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't want to be desperate. Hallelujah. Unless we're desperate for Him. Amen. Let's the number again is called 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get into the queue box. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So as we continue to go further, amen, let's keep this train rolling. Amen. Of inspiration tonight. Amen. So if there be any virtue, there be any praise, think on these things. So he's trying to tell them, think on these things. You know, just think on these things. Verse 9 says, those things which you both learned, received, and heard, and seen in me, do. Do what you see me doing. Amen. What you see me, how you see me doing certain things. Amen. Watch and see. Let me live, follow the leader. Follow the leader. Amen. As I give an example, as I'm a leader, amen. But the minute I start, he said, follow me as I follow Christ. Now, the minute I start going away from him, then he can, you know, everyone else can stop the train. And follow, you know, that's what stop the train, but make up the difference. So we can continue in and finish off strong. Never let one person try to steal the whole show or, you know, whatever's happening in your life. Some people like to come in on your moment and take it. The enemy views some people, he'll like to send it forward to come to your moment and steal from you. Let him who steal no more. Amen. Glory to God. As we continue to trust you, Lord, thank you for change happening in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, thank you for change happening. Amen. So as we're inspired, verse 9 says, those things which you have both learned, received, and heard, and seen in me, do. Duplicate what you've seen. Amen. Do it again. And, amen, he goes on to say, the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. So we got to understand and know that the Lord wants us to be used in this hour. Amen. To be an inspiration, to be an encouragement to those who don't have a way to turn. Amen. So we thank God for opportunities like this tonight. Amen. So once again, we just have to continue to trust and know that the Lord is making us for the season. He is making us and shaping us to be very successful in life and ministry. Amen. We have to know His thoughts towards us. Know that He has pure thoughts. His thoughts are not negative or nasty, the wrong way of thinking. No, His thoughts are always pure. And He always wants the best for us. Amen. As we continue to go on further, let's go to Isaiah 41. Amen. I love this one here just for what it represents. Well, actually, let's go back to 40. Amen. 40, 29. He gives power to the faint, and to whom they had them, and to them that have no might, he increased strength. But the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Amen. Hallelujah. So as we see here, the Lord is strategically placing you in this hour where he wants you to be. He is strategically placing you in a time such as this. And many of you are feeling, I don't understand how it's going to work for me right now. I'm going through so much. Just hold it out. Wait, of course. As you continue to wait, continue to trust, God is working on your behalf. Amen. As he's working on you, just allow him to do what he has to do. Amen. He may say, cut this or cut that. But, amen, bottom line is you got to be obedient. If you want his best result, it's going to require to make sure things stay right. So continue to stay in the way of the Lord. Continue to stay focused on his plan for your life. Amen. Don't let the enemy pull you away from your purpose and plan and cause you to be able to miss what God wants to do in your life. So, amen. So I encourage you, stay under the washing of the word. Be inspired. Be encouraged to know the Lord is working with you and on three, and he's working through you. Amen. So once again, the number to call is 347-945-9416. Amen. 347-945-5416. Excuse me. 5416. But yeah, so he wants you to stay inspired, be encouraged to know that God has not finished with me yet. I want you to say to yourself, self, God is not finished with you yet. He's not finished with you yet. You got to understand and know that God is working, because he's working on you. He's working overtime on you. Amen. Preparing you to be who he's called you to be. See, once you see the finished product of who God has called you to be, it'll be mind-blowing. Amen. But this is why we have to keep the same attitude, keep the same heart, and go forward in the things of God, because he has great plans for us. Amen. Once again, he gives power to the faint. And them that have no might, he increased strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall. Amen. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. And they shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Amen. So once again, God will give you the passion to endure, amen, the passion to endure, the passion to continue to go forward in the things of God. Continue to do what God has called you to do. Compromise not yourself. My God, compromise not yourself. Don't let yourself compromise yourself for others, amen, like that, amen. Allow God to prepare you for that place of marriage, amen. Glory to God, and to be successful, not only marriage, but also to be successful in life. God has a purpose and plan, and what he wants you to be and what he wants you to be great in, amen, it's going to take a type of birthing. And this is it's going to take a coming together in agreement, amen, to what he God has called you to do. And with that being on the line and allow the Lord to minister to you, build up your heart. He said, "Thy word have I kept in my heart that I may not sin against thee." So as we continue to trust in the Lord and allow him to minister to us, he's preparing us for greatness. He's preparing us for excellence. Amen. So as we continue to allow him to do the work inside of us, it's amazing what can be accomplished by trusting the Lord. Amen. So I want to just encourage you with that. Amen. To encourage the Lord. Amen. I mean, to continue to trust the Lord. Excuse me. Amen. Isaiah 41. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yes, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all that were incest against thee, you shall you be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Amen. Those who are plotting against you, trying to work against you, understand and know that the Lord is having there for a reason, for a season, and to get certain things done. As he continues to take you forward in the things of him, trust me, it might get a little nervous because you don't know what's next, but you have to know and understand that his heart is with you. He's with you every step of the way. Amen. He's trusting that you will do your part. Amen. Trusting and leaving in him. Amen. So we thank the Lord for what he's doing in this hour. The number, once again, the number to call is 347-945-5416. Amen. Press 1 to get in the cue box. Amen. Okay. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen. So we thank the Lord for his righteousness, his truth, his confidence. Amen. His, quote unquote, his swagger. Amen. But we're going to trust the Lord and just continue to lean and depend on him. He said, fear thou not, for I am with thee, and be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Amen. We have to understand and know that God has prepared a place, a table before us in the presence of enemies. Amen. And sometimes the enemy is going to come looking for opportunity for us to bring about sin or bring about anything. Amen. But we, because he is the accuser of the brother, and this is what he does. He accuses. He really do accuse all the time. And he's always trying to look for a reason or a way to get to you the best that he can. Amen. Glory to God. Just be inspired. Amen. The hour of inspiration is here. Amen. Amen. He said, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen. So we need to continue to trust and believe, glory to God, that the Lord is going to show himself strong through our lives and that he's going to touch us in such a way that people should begin to cry out, hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. So continue to strive forward and go forward in the things of God. Hallelujah. Continue to stand strong in his word. And without his word, that you have no staying power. You have no strength. Amen. This is why we need the word of God to flourish in our lives. Hallelujah. So let's walk in that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. So as we continue to trust you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For the last one for tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, amen. We're going to go to, Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Right. Amen. So, as we continue to be inspired, amen, just know that God loves you just that much. He loves you just that much to serve, you know, and serve and bring forth. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, okay, Romans 8:37. Amen. Nay, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. He said, not only to make you conquerors, but he's going to make you more than conquerors. Amen. So, in other words, you will be traveling or contacting international waters as far as people from other places and everything. Some of you are like a magnet for people. Amen. They have no choice but they couldn't get close to you. Then you have some Africans who are legitimately, you know, going through some things, but they know how to pull the number in. Amen. So we try to stay and focus with all of that. So as we be inspired, know that the Lord is working with you already. Amen. Glory to God. For I am persuaded that neither death, life, angels, principalities, no powers, things present, no things to come, no height, depth, or depth, nor any other creature, we should be able to quench all the fiery darts from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. God loves us towards us. Amen. So glory to God. Amen. So he's equipped to win. Fully ready. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord for what he's said and done and how he's moved by his presence tonight. And I just want to encourage you all, amen, to just continue to follow the leading of the Lord, get a relationship with him, truly get a relationship with the Lord, and cultivate that relationship with God. Don't just say, I'm just saved, but spend time with God, cultivating, scoping that gift, amen, know, polishing up. Amen. So when the time of presentation comes, you shall shine. Glory to God. The time of presentation may come, you shall shine. Amen. But regardless, glory to God, we want to trust the Lord and just continue to let Him do what He wants to do in our life, because He knows exactly what it is that He's trying to get us to do. So we're going to trust the Lord and just allow Him to move forward and do what needs to be done, however He wants to do it. Glory to God. So be inspired tonight. Know that the Lord has great plans for your life. He just wants you to really allow Him to really minister to you. Amen. So we thank the Lord for that so far. Amen. And so as we continue to look at His hand upon your life, amen, He is inspiring you and encouraging you to do the things that you never had done. Thank you, Jesus. He's inspiring you to continue to grow forward in the things of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Follow His word. Amen. As you continue to trust the Lord with all your heart and lean unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, He shall direct His path. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If there's anyone who would like to call in, once again, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Glory to God. And press 1 to get in the cue box. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray it's been a blessing to you. It's truly been a blessing to me as well. Amen. So I just thank God for His hand moving. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, hey, man, once again, the floor is open up. If there's anyone who have any questions or any comments or word, amen, call in. Feel free to, amen, 347-945-5416. Amen, 347-945-5416. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, amen. So I just want to thank God for what He's allowed us to share tonight. That pray that it definitely will encourage you wherever you are. Amen. That you will know truly for sure that the Lord is among you. Amen. He's with you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. All right. Glory to God. So we're going to stop right there. But we just want to encourage everyone that if there's anyone that's on the line right now who does not know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, well, this message is for you as well. Amen. Remember, you know, you can give your life to the Lord right now. Well, some of you have, amen. Well, open up your hearts and receive what thus saith the Lord. Amen. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, O God, for each and every one that's hearing on the sound of my voice. Teach them, O God, help them become the best that they can be. In Jesus' name, O God, do a special work inside of them, O God. And they will understand and truly know that you have called them for such a time as this to be powerful, sharp, and any two-edged sword. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your hand upon us right now, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, thank you for also for the pulse as well, Lord God. Thank you for your love and your kindness, which is better than life. And we thank you for right now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the hand and for the hand of the hand and even your duration, your peace, as the Lord continues to inspire you, stay inspired, stay encouraged. Don't let anyone cause you to stand down from your dreams, your hopes, or whatever God wants to do in your life. Just know that the Lord is making you for such a time as this. He's allowing you to go through all that you went through to inspire and be encouragement to somebody. So, amen. So, as we continue to go forth, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't let anyone deter you away from that. Challenges will come, but this is the time that we need to stand up and stand out. Don't be afraid to be. Don't be afraid to be different. That just helps free to a lot of people right there. Don't be afraid to be different. Be who God's called you to be. Don't be in such a rush to mimic yourself after no one else. You find out who you were supposed to be, and as you find that out now, then we can go forward. But glory to God. So we just want to encourage you, stay inspired, stay encouraged tonight. And once again, the number to call is 347-945-5416. And kind of go shifting back to what I was saying. If there's anyone tonight who does not know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, or you do, and you went astray. Well, for the one who does not know Jesus Christ, who is your Lord and Savior, I want you to repeat after me, Lord, forgive me, for I'm a sinner. I refuse to be blind any longer. Tonight, I want to be free. I surrender. I give you my life. I open up my heart and allow you to come in. Pick me up where I've been down. Encourage me where I've been weak. So, Lord, I thank you for giving my life to you. Thank you for success, Lord God, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for helping me to, as I give my life to you, that you also bring your life into me, that now I can be saved. Just repeat after me, Lord, thank you for saving me. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for saving me tonight. I need you to wash me, cleanse me, make me white as snow. Thank you, Lord, for building me up, wrapping weak. Amen. So as so now you admit that I've been saved. So now for the ones who need to rededicate your life, Lord, forgive me for going astray. And see, sometimes, let me say this, sometimes we're going to have to go add a little more, because sometimes some of you are dealing with a little more things than what may just be across the board. In other words, you may be dealing with a little few more more areas that need to be touched. That's why I may have to add or go in a little deeper for some people for certain things for certain times. If you know salvation, you know when I open up the floor, it's never always the same way every time. But see, it depends on who's listening, who's on the line. It depends on what you need at that time. God may allow me to detour a little bit and take you a little deeper, because you may need a certain area to touch that other person may not need. But whatever it takes to minister to everyone, that's what he will allow me to do. When you deal with prophetically praying, this is what happens. You're navigated by the Holy Spirit. It's never the same way. So, and for someone who really rededicated your life back to the Lord, Lord, forgive me for going astray. I admit I can't do it by myself. Bring me back closer to you, Lord. Bring me back in right fellowship. Help me to come back into that place. I trust you, Lord. I lean and depend on you, Lord God. Thank you for a new life today. I'm inspired to live and not die. Help me. Now, you both say, help me to become and be all you would have me to be. I want to do thy will. I want to make you proud. I want to please you, Lord. That is my heart's desire. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. For those who, once again, who to be encouraged, join us, Eagles Wings International Ministries, on this week. On Tuesday, we have Impact Bible Study at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, as well as Sunday service, Sunday evenings, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And the number is 843-619-0410. 843-619-0410. That's 5 o'clock on Sundays, 7 o'clock on Tuesday nights. Join us to begin at 8 o'clock Saturday mornings. And may God continue to bless you all. Have a great night. Thank you. We'll see you next week. God bless. And once again, be inspired to live and not die. Be all who God has called you to be. He never made you to be nobody. He always made you to be somebody. He never made you to be a carbon copy of nobody. He made you to be an original. Walk it out. Be who God's called you to be. God bless you all. Have a good night.